Jazz 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One of the jurors who convicted Hunter Biden of federal gun crimes called the trial a waste of taxpayer dollars. Another juror, speaking after Tuesday's verdict, said of their deliberations,
"The verdict, I believe, was not, absolutely was not politically motivated."
President Biden traveled to Delaware to be with his son, who faces up to 25 years in prison, although legal experts expect him to serve far less, if any, time behind bars. Two U.S. officials tell the AP the U.S. has agreed to send a second Patriot missile system to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky said Russia is launching 3,000 missiles into Ukraine each month. Several primary elections Tuesday, the Associated Press projects retired Army Captain Sam Brown, the winner in Nevada's Republican Senate primary. He'll take on two-term Senator Jackie Rosen in November.
This is the Brewers Radio
Network. ABC News. Gas prices are now far lower than they were a year ago, and some analysts are pointing towards more Americans going abroad.
Gas prices are dropping as a result of weak demand despite record travel numbers. Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy, says there's weaker demand for road trips as a part of the post-pandemic recovery, that now big trips planned coming out of the pandemic are being taken.
This summer, I think it's all about that international travel. Americans less focused on domestic road trips and more focused about going overseas on a plane.
He says gas prices will likely stay lower for a while. Alex Stone, ABC News.
This is the Brewers.
Animal rights activists pasted a cartoon over a portrait of King Charles III at a London art gallery Tuesday. The animal rights group said this was in response to widespread rules violations at farms that were approved by the Royal Society for Prevention to Animal Cruelty. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
This is Big Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin tourism had a record-breaking year in 2023, bringing in $25 billion in profit. Travel Wisconsin Communications Director Craig Trost says this is the second year in a row Wisconsin tourism recorded record-breaking numbers.
Tourism's economic impact grew in all 72 Wisconsin counties in 2023. And that was led by 45.9 million overnight visits to Wisconsin. That was up about a half a million from 2022.
Milwaukee County alone brought in $4 billion. Wisconsin tourism continues to be one of the largest drivers of Wisconsin's economy. The Wisconsin DNR announced it will be awarding almost $600,000 in urban forestry grants to cities, counties, and nonprofit organizations. The grants will fund projects that help cities manage their trees and improve urban forestry. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' six-game winning streak at home is over. They lost 3-0 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Before the game, third baseman and leadoff batter Joey Ortiz was scratched from the lineup. Manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Ortiz has a slight hamstring strain, and we didn't want to take any chances. So we'll get evaluated tomorrow and go from there. hopefully it's not long-term in any way.
22-year-old Carlos Rodriguez making his Major League debut, the third rookie pitcher to do so this season for the Brewers, and talked about how Murphy surprised him with the news.
He was telling me, yeah, I think we're going to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and then after we're going to put you on the development list on Monday. And like he threw me off there, and then he's like, you're going to start against Toronto on Tuesday. Pretty cool. All the coaches were in there, so it was a good experience.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is the Brewers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining shower or storm ending, mostly clear skies developing in the overnight. Our lows dropping to the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Wednesday, quite a bit of sunshine around the area with highs of the low to mid 80s. Thunderstorm chances for Wednesday night. It's 60 at our studios.
This is the
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday morning, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, for our weekly conversation. We'll talk about what Citizen Action is up to and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. I wanted to share a story with you that's not really political. It's just astonishing. And I don't quite know what to make of it. I mean, you know, maybe some of you, particularly those of you, I know we've got a lot of truckers who listen to us on Sirius XM, can enlighten us. But this was published over the Daily Mail. dailymail.co.uk, the British newspaper. And, you know, I'll just read the first couple of paragraphs here. At a truck stop in Nashville, Tennessee, long-haul driver Bruce D. Mendenhall was seated in his cab when a homicide detective approached him. Police were hunting a serial killer. Weeks earlier, the naked body of a 25-year-old woman, Samantha Winters, had been found in a dumpster. She was wrapped in plastic and duct tape and shot in the back of the head with a .22 pistol. Now another victim, Sarah Nicole Hulbert, also 25, had been found dead. She too was shrouded in plastic and shot in the head. These victims were two of nearly 1,000 women who cops believe have been murdered by long-haul truck drivers. And finally, they had a break in the hunt. And this is with this one particular guy. What police found inside the 56-year-old truck's driver's cab defied belief. Investigators called it a killing chamber. The stash of torture implements included a rifle, a nightstick, tape, handcuffs, latex gloves, sex toys, and a bag of bloody clothing. DNA on the clothing matched 5 murdered or missing women.
This is the Brewers.
One was Carl Papura, a 31-year-old mother. Two was last seen at a truck stop in Indianapolis, nearly 300 miles away. Also in the truck were Papura's mobile phone and her bank card. Blood spatter in the cab suggested Mendenhall had killed her there. Yet he refused to say where her body was hidden. Her remains were not found for another 4 years. And it turns out that the guy, remember Frank Figluzzi? I mean, he's all over MSNBC. Frank Figluzzi's constantly on. He's the former number two guy in the FBI. And he just published a book called Long Haul, Hunting the Highway Serial Killers. And that's what this is all from. And the FBI has created this, it's called the HSK, the Highway Serial Killings Initiative. And they estimate that between 400 and 500 long-haul truckers could be implicated in a huge number of serial killings over the past 35 years.
This is the Brewers
as many as 850 women have disappeared, yet only a handful of the killers have been caught. Another one, Robert Ben Rhodes, one of the first truck stop killers on record.
This is the Brewers
he's thought
Radio
to have killed
Network.
50 women over 15 years. Like Mendenhall, he built a torture chamber in the back of his truck. Behind its steel door, women were held captive in handcuffs, inflicted agonies by piercing their flesh with fish hooks. Many were prostitutes. His final victim, though, was not. She was just 14 years old. And it goes on from there. And they say
the Brewers Radio Network.
There are a million truckers in the United States, 70% white, and virtually all of these serial killers are white. There was one black guy that they found.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
They charted these killings, and they found that most of them are along I-40, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, to Barstow, California.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And only 25 ex-truckers are in prison right now for murder. And this is you know, like I said, I just don't know what to do with this,
this
other
is the
than
Brewers
say, holy
Radio
cow.
Network.
Louise was a couple of years, this is maybe a decade ago, she was driving someplace. I don't remember what the deal was, but she had the two of our kids in the car.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And she was alone, other than with the two kids, and she got a flat tire. And she pulled over, and it was during a horrible rainstorm. And she pulled over, and a trucker pulled up.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And he helped her. He replaced the tire. He was very nice. Thank God. You know? But it's like, whoa, what is going on here? So apparently we have a huge crisis with serial killer truckers. And you know, this is a bad, certainly it casts aspersions on the, you know, if there's a million truckers in America, there's probably close to a million who are good, decent people.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
But wow. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you apropos of nothing political. Just, you know, the FBI is on this thing
now. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You know, apparently quite late to the game. The other story I want to share with you, and then I'll pick up your calls here, is this $800,000 that was wire transferred to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce by Peter Meyer. Now, if you've ever been to Michigan, you know that there's a grocery store chain. It's almost like a Walmart chain.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Maybe a third of the store or a quarter of the store is grocery store, and then three quarters of the store is like Walmart. So it's just these giant superstores. And they're called Meyers.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
M-E-I-J-E-R. And the people who own it, you know, the guy who is the founder of it is Mr. Meyer, and
Brewers
his son
Radio
is
Network.
Congressman Peter Meyer of Michigan from the Grand Rapids area. And what he did, and apparently this is legal
this
because
is
of
Radio
Citizens
Network.
United, because, you know, Clarence Thomas was the tie-breaking vote in this 5-4 decision that legalized dark money and legalize political bribery.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce got an $800,000 wire transfer from the father of Peter Meyer, from the guy who owns the patriarch of the family dynasty. And then the chamber started running ads promoting Congressman Peter Meyer's candidacy.
This is the Brewers Radio
and
Network.
And the ads were titled, "Thank You, Representative Peter Meyer." And because it doesn't specifically advocate for his election or his defeat, it's considered dark money.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
The chamber doesn't need to reveal where the money came from. This was discovered kind of by a fluke. They don't have to talk about, you know, how they're spending the money. I mean, it's just this whole bizarre thing. And Hank Meyer, the co-chair and CEO of the Meyer chain and the father of Peter, he also does not have to disclose any other potential contributions beyond the $1.8 million it told the Federal Election Commission is spent on electioneering communications that cycle. That's the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So the Chamber of Commerce now has become like one of the major players in politics because, you know, five Republicans said, you know, yeah, if you want to buy off politicians, if you want to, you know, mess with elections, that's all fine with us. The note in this article, this is from The Hill. They know the Supreme Court recently ruled nonprofit disclosure requirements violated donors' First Amendment rights and risk deterring donors who don't want their names to be public. Really? Isn't the public interest more important than protecting some right-wing cranks who want to buy elections? Shouldn't we know who's buying our elections? I mean, isn't this like kind of common sense 101?
This
Apparently
is the
not.
Brewers Radio
At least
Network.
Not for, you know, the five Republicans or six now on the Supreme Court. More than $210 million in dark money contributions have already been identified so far
Network.
In this 2024 election cycle. That's up from $170 million 2 years ago and more than double the amount in 2020. So we are seeing
this
an absolute explosion of dark money coming into our election system. And, you know, this is not going to be pretty. And now we're also seeing, you know,
this
for example,
Brewers,
I believe
Radio
I mentioned
Network.
It earlier. In fact, Joe Scarborough was talking about it this morning on his program on MSNBC. The RNC has been busted now for lying in three
Radio
different
Network.
Ads where they've taken video of Joe Biden and slow-moed it or edited it or fixed it up so
this
that it looks
Brewers,
like he's
Radio
feeble
Network.
Or he's falling over or he's falling asleep when, in fact, none of that is what's going on. And Fox News has been given this all kinds of play. And of course, the
Brewers,
other, you know, Newsmax
Radio
and everybody
Network.
Else. And it's like, you know, Mark Twain once said, a lie will get halfway around the world before the truth gets its boots
this
up.
This is the Brewers
and
Radio
that's the
Network.
Problem. And the Republicans know it. They absolutely know this. that they can promote the big lie, the big lie that the Trump actually won
this
in 2020 in the 2020
Network.
Election, or the big lie that he was the victim of politically inspired prosecutions. They can promote these big lies, and you know, with no consequence,
this is the
no
Brewers
problem.
Radio Network.
And in the process, just twist our country into pretzels. You can't have a functioning democracy if people don't
this
have
is the
faith
Brewers
in the
Radio
system.
Network.
It's a prerequisite. It's absolutely necessary. And the GOP, since they've discovered that they are now going to be, in all probability, the minority
this is
party.
The Brewers Radio Network.
You know, they're using voter suppression. They're using these arrests that I was talking about in the last hour, where they're arresting black people for voting in Texas and Florida.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You know, as by way of intimidating other black people, you better not vote. You know, those kinds of things, they're all about this voter suppression because
this is the Brewers
you know,
Radio Network.
They figured out that the majority of Americans really don't want their Social Security privatized. They don't want Medicare cut. They don't want, you know,
this
abortion
is the Brewers
criminalized.
Radio Network.
They don't want our public schools gutted. They do want people to be able to go to college without going broke or into
debt.
This
is the Brewers Radio Network.
It's just, you know, the American people are you know, essentially on our side. So the Republicans have
this
to say, well, you know, okay, this is our strategy. This is our strategy. And now, you know, a big piece of that is dark money. And that's really problematic. That's really troubling.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
So what's on your mind? What say you about all this? Or even the serial killers? It's not the kind of thing I normally talk about, but I just, you know, whoa.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
16 minutes past the, and you know, I figured if nothing else, maybe it's a PSA, be wary. 16 minutes past the hour, I'll be back with your calls.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with you.
This is the Brewers Radio Network. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Here's what Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about his dog Larry and Nature's Blend. I would not have believed the change in Larry's behavior just by changing his food,
Brewers,
but seeing is believing. Larry's 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5. You know, I also love feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for them to thaw and then store them in the fridge, which then expires pretty quickly, Nature's Blend
is
freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend
is
minimally processed
Radio
and is
Network.
Naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Matt and Air on Air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped the table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. This do not Brewers do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Radio Network. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Brewers Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you drop consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Radio Network. This is the Brewers.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol Switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Louise is producing some music now for the show, and it's just great stuff. Picking up your calls here, Bill in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Bill, listening on Sirius XM, our favorite conservative propagandist. Are you still there?
Oh, this is the Brewers Radio Network. Yes, I am.
So what's up?
I've got one or two questions to ask you. Last summer, the
this is the Brewers
Rice,
Radio Network.
Abby Lowe or Hoover was put together a plea deal. You know, they had to get
Hunter Biden, yeah.
And whatever that, yeah, and whatever that plea
this
deal
is the
was,
Brewers
the judge
Radio
said,
Network.
There ain't no way. So I'm just going to ask this question. Excuse me.
This
are
is
you
the Brewers
about it being
Radio
a
Network
thing with Weiss and everything? But that was the first thing that came up. There was no jail time, no nothing.
Yeah, and you know, Fox News blew up that plea deal. I mean, they editorialized about it, and right-wing talk radio. You know, it was the favorite rant on the right for several weeks, and then the judge backed down and said, "Okay, we're gonna move
this is the Brewers Radio Network."
Well, let me ask you a question though. Yeah. Are you talking about privilege? If somebody, let's say a
this
lower
is the Brewers
people,
Radio Network
person that had that kind of charge, would they have been even offered that plea deal?
Probably. There were 73,000 prosecutions for gun crimes last year. There were only 150 prosecutions for this specific part of the crime, which is he didn't check the box saying he wasn't on drugs. And of those 150, virtually all of them were people who used the gun to commit a crime or were committing a crime while in possession of the gun. And neither of those things applied
this
to Hunter
Biden.
This
is the Brewers Radio
so,
Network.
You know, Bill, it may sound like I'm claiming that this is a political prosecution and getting all, upset about it and all that kind of thing.
This is the Brewers
which sounds an
Radio
awful lot
Network.
Like Donald Trump claiming that he's been politically prosecuted. But I do think that there's some truth
no.
to it on both sides, frankly.
No, I understand that. But now I got one
this
other question.
This is the Brewers Radio
you.
Network.
Hunter Biden still faces a federal tax charge in California.
Right.
Everyone I've
this
ever
is
known,
the Brewers Radio
I've known
Network.
A few businessmen that have got caught up with taxes, not paying payroll tax, et cetera. Everyone I've known has gone to jail.
Really?
I've never known
this
anybody.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
He did was skip his income taxes for 2 years, and then he paid it all back. I mean, typically that is not something people go to jail for. If it's fraud, if
this
it's open fraud, you know, where
Radio
you're lying
Network.
To the government, you're filling out forms that are wrong, you know, for example,
sure.
with your withholding, then yeah, people go to jail for that. But just not filing your income taxes and not sending
this
the government
the
money.
Brewers Radio
typically,
Network.
Once they get the money, that's the end of that. I mean, you pay a huge fine. He paid up his taxes, and he paid a multi-$100,000 fine. Typically, that just
yeah,
comes
yeah,
from
I
the
Brewers
Radio Network.
One final quick thing, too. If you talk about taxation, and listen, I got hurt by the Trump tax cut because of the way
this
I could
is
write
the Brewers
off,
Radio
I could take,
Network.
Mileage off my car.
Yeah.
But here in Virginia, in the 6 years or 7 years that the Democrats controlled
this is
everything,
the Brewers Radio Network.
They raised the gasoline tax 10%. And they raised the sales tax 50%. They didn't cut any income tax.
This is the Brewers
and
Radio Network.
I've often said, and this goes back to my economics 102 thing, that, you know, those kind of tax increases are awfully regressive.
This
yes,
is the Brewers Radio Network.
But if the Democrats were in charge, why didn't they take another tack to it?
Bill, I'm sorry, I don't know enough about Virginia politics to know. My understanding
is
that for much of the last decade or so, Republicans have controlled at least one of the two houses in the Virginia legislature. So are you sure that this was Democrats who did this?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And you had a Republican governor there for a while, too. In fact, you do right now, don't you, in Virginia?
Yeah, we do right now, but that was back when Bob McDonald,
this
was after
he lost, after all
that thing came up.
Bob McDonald was a Republican.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know, but the thing, but the question I have is,
this is the
I know
Brewers
those taxes
Radio
are
Network.
Easy to collect. Well, maybe not the income tax, but the sales tax certainly is. But on top of that, they raised the gasoline tax.
Yeah.
And I could
this
swear
is the Brewers
I will
Radio Network.
Post on something and show you, okay, who was in charge at the time those things
no,
were
I get
passed.
That, but, you know, occasionally there's a good
this
reason to
the
raise
Brewers
the gasoline
Radio
tax.
Network.
In the United States, most of our highway repair is paid for with the gasoline tax, and if your highways are falling apart, you know, basically you've got one solution, and that is to raise the
this
gas
is
tax.
The Brewers
Again,
Radio
I don't
Network.
Know Virginia politics, and I'm not trying to justify it. I agree with you. These are regressive taxes. I'd much rather see the income tax adjusted, but I don't know enough about your politics
Radio
in your
Network.
State to really give you an intelligent answer, Bill.
Okay, thanks so much, Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you,
Bill. To you again.
Appreciate the call.
Okay.
It's 27 minutes past the hour.
This
we'll be back with more of your calls
Radio
on
Network.
The other side of these breaks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to
this
the Tom
the
Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, give me a break. No
this
chance.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about
Radio
her dog
Network.
In Nature's Blend. He's acting like a young pup again, too, running up and down our hill, playing fetch with us, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shiny, and he has his old sparkle back.
This is the Brewers
I also
Radio
love
Network.
Feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike those other fresh brands
the
out there
Radio
that ship
Network.
Frozen, so you have to wait for them to thaw and store them in the fridge, which then expires quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy.
This
and you
is
don't
the Brewers
need to squeeze
Radio
it from
Network.
A wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and so is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's
Radio
Blend,
Network.
Plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/tom or text THOM to 511-511.
This
All
is
dogs
the Brewers
are unique, your dog's
Radio
results
Network.
Can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families.
This is the Brewers
yes, one
Radio
fast
Network.
Call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks,
this
or SUVs in
Radio
most conditions.
Network.
The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families. And you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of
this
that old car
Radio
and help
Network.
The vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One of the jurors who convicted Hunter Biden of federal gun crimes called the trial a waste of taxpayer dollars. Another juror, speaking after Tuesday's verdict, said of their deliberations,
"The verdict, I believe, was not, absolutely was not politically motivated."
President Biden traveled to Delaware to be with his son, who faces up to 25 years in prison, although legal experts expect him to serve far less, if any, time behind bars. Two U.S. officials tell the AP the U.S. has agreed to send a second Patriot missile system to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky said Russia is launching 3,000 missiles into Ukraine each month. Several primary elections Tuesday, the Associated Press projects retired Army Captain Sam Brown, the winner in Nevada's Republican Senate primary. He'll take on two-term Senator Jackie Rosen in November. This is ABC News.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats say they have a shot at regaining control of the Assembly in 2024. With retirements and redistricting, almost two-thirds of Assembly seats will be up for grabs in the 2024 election cycle. 120 Democrats are running for office, which is the most since 2011. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met on Monday to finalize the ballots for the August and November primaries. Wisconsin small business owners are worried about proposed cuts to the Affordable Care Act. Krissa Ostenzo owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says the premium cap for recent adjustments put health insurance within people's reach.
We always just had to encourage our employees to get health insurance and try to pay them enough to do it. And it really wasn't until the 8% that we succeeded in that. And they started all having health insurance.
The temporary ACA premium caps are set to expire at the end of next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Daytime Emmy Awards took place June 8th, and history was made when Dick Van Dyke won an Emmy for an appearance on Days of Our Lives. At 98 years old, the legendary performer is the oldest actor ever to be nominated or win a Daytime Emmy. Kelly Clarkson took home a Daytime Emmy Award for talk series for her show, The Kelly Clarkson Show. Her show received 8 nominations, the most in the category. America is bananas over Kelly Clarkson. Soap opera General Hospital was nominated 11 times and brought home 4 awards for Daytime Drama Series. Best Actress in a Lead Performance for a Daytime Drama Series went to Michelle Stafford, who won her 3rd Outstanding Actress Award. She plays Phyllis Summers on The Young and the Restless. The Bold and the Beautiful's Thorsten Kay took home his 2nd consecutive Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Actor as Ridge Forrester. Damn, I wish I had a cool soap name like that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining shower or storm ending, mostly clear skies developing in the overnight. Our lows dropping to the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Wednesday, quite a bit of sunshine around the area with highs of the low to mid 80s. Thunderstorm chances for Wednesday night. Right now, it's 58.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass,
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor.
Ben, buddy. It's nice to see you. What do you think the city needs to do?
We need to change the perception of the schools. There is a negative perception about Green Bay Public Schools. I'm just getting into it as a parent. my kid is in kindergarten at McAuliffe on the east side, and I think we need to improve how people view our schools. There's a perception, and I don't know if it's warranted or not.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Johnny Lupinacci for day 8 of Joe Biden's top 100. We'll be talking about school vouchers and what they mean for your family.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to cozyearth.com/Tom right now. And enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at cozyearth.com/Tom with promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. After checkout, by the way, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. cozyearth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
This is the
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Alan in DeKalb, Illinois. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Hey, Tom, great show as always.
Thank you.
So what I want to do is I want to run a claim about the 14th Amendment passed you, and I want to maybe get your legal scrutiny to see if you can bet it, okay?
Okay.
So
keep in mind I'm not a lawyer.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I know, but I do appreciate your legal mind. So according to the Supreme Court's recent decision in Trump v. Anderson, Donald Trump is already constitutionally ineligible to hold office. That's the claim I want to make. And then to back
what
that
do you base
up,
that
line of reasoning.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
This is what I'm basing this claim on. So the court never actually ruled whether or not he is ineligible due to Section 3. And as you remember, Section 3, no one can hold office, having engaged in insurrection or given aid and comfort to those enemies thereof, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what the Supreme Court did say
this is the Brewers
is that
Radio
due to
Network.
Section 5, states cannot enforce this, only Congress can. So what I would argue is that Congress already has.
This is the Brewers Radio
Network. The January 6th Commission was formed by appropriate legislation and then proceeded to find Trump guilty of aid and comfort to insurrection.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
They then referred the charges to the DOJ.
You're right.
So in my mind, Congress has already lived up to the stipulations that the Supreme Court has put on
this is the Brewers
the 14th
Radio
Amendment.
Network.
It's already done.
I think you're right. I don't think it's going to, you know, anything's going to happen around this because, you know, we're so far down this road
is
and
Brewers
the press is all,
Radio
you know,
Network.
oh boy, we've got a horse race and the press absolutely loves Trump. You know, he's good for ratings. But I think that you're, I've not heard that
Radio
argument
Network.
Before, Alan, but I think it's brilliant. Good job.
Well, thanks. My other question, Tom, is, if this is the case, where do we take this?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Now?
Well, you'd have to have both houses of Congress in the control of the Democrats, I think.
This
maybe
is the
not.
Brewers Radio Network.
You know, I
mean,
know.
Could somebody bring another case before the court?
It would have to be the DOJ.
Yeah, but they could almost do like a legal jujitsu on
this
the court.
This is
the
Brewers the
Supreme
Radio
court and
Network.
Say, hey, pal, by your own ruling, this has been achieved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, I get
this
it.
This is the
I totally
Brewers
get it,
Radio
Alan.
Network.
Tom, if you come up with any ideas on how we move this ball forward, I'm all ears.
Yeah, I'm surprised that some of the legal beagles out there, you know,
this is the Brewers
Dino
Radio
Vidala,
Network.
You know, my colleague on SiriusXM and the guy who runs Law Dork, I'm blanking on his name right now, but it's a great newsletter on Substack.
This is the Brewers
I'm surprised
Radio
that
Network.
None of them have picked up that argument that you just made, Alan, because it just makes so much sense.
Yeah,
to
and I'll just also tell you that I looked up appropriate legislation, and by
this
any
is the
definition,
Brewers Radio Network.
It doesn't have to mean that you're making a law. Legislation also means that you're carrying forth procedures, et cetera, et cetera.
Correct. It could be a resolution.
So this is the Brewers Radio Network.
By any test, this looks like a go.
Yeah, yeah. Good one. Alan, thank you for that. That's brilliant.
Thank you
so much. Mike in Hope Sound, Florida. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Tom. Hey, thanks for that story about truck drivers. Now, I don't want to think about automatic AI drivers because I don't know where all those crazy truck
this
drivers
is the
are
Brewers
go. What
Radio
kind of line
Network.
Of work are they going to go into? So it's kind of scary, but it cheered me up.
Well, it's a small number of people. I mean, that's the important thing to know. But
this
they're doing
is
a lot
Brewers
of damage.
Radio Network.
Yeah, they are. I try to stay away from truck stops. In any case, you mentioned something about
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
I just it struck a chord with me. I live in Florida, and I run into these women all the time where they are so
this is the Brewers
gone, so
Radio Network.
MAGA gone, and they drag their husbands along with them. You'd think it'd be the other way around between Stockholm syndrome and whatnot.
Yeah.
But these women, I've broken up
this
lifetime
is the Brewers Radio Network
with two people because of the lies I started hearing 10 years ago, before even Trump was elected. You could see it coming, and
this
I thought,
the Brewers,
wow,
Radio
to have
Network.
Two wives of Supreme Court is horrible. So
yeah.
I do want to ask you one favor, Tom, because I heard you say something last week, and I think you should do this for
this
yourself.
This is the Brewers Radio
Take two
Network.
2.5 hours and make some time to watch The Shawshank Redemption. I know you said you don't like kind of dark movies. You don't tend to.
This
but
is
I don't
the
want
Brewers
to give too much
Radio
away,
Network.
But after you watch that movie, you'll thank me on air because it has a lot to do with justice and just a kind of a feel-good
thing
going on
with
it.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
So it's well worth it.
Okay, I'll check that out. Mike, thank you. You're not the first person to recommend that.
I want to do a shout-out for Kendall and Colton. They're good Democratic voters down here in Florida.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And I'm taking them up to the polls, even in Florida. So
great.
Keep up the good work, Tom.
Thank you, Mike. And thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM. I appreciate it. Terry in Nixon, Missouri. Hey, Terry, what's on your mind today?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yesterday, Tom, the Missouri Supreme Court passed, they didn't pass the law. They held up the law that no convicted felon can run for office in the state of Missouri. And it was brought by a presiding commissioner who had a felon, and the governor pardoned him. And the Supreme Court
of the
state of Missouri upheld the law that says no convicted felon can run for any office.
This is the
so what's this going to do to the Trump
candidacy? You cannot be on the ballot. And so Donald Trump is ineligible to be on the ballot in the state of Missouri, according to that law.
That's it.
And the Missouri Supreme Court held up the law yesterday.
Wow. I'm going to have to look that one up. Terry, thank you. Thanks for the heads up on that.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Dave in Brooksville, Florida. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I wonder what DeSantis is going to do when Trump shows up at the polls to vote for himself. Of course, you know, that's a rhetorical question.
Well, actually, in Florida, if you're convicted of a felony in another state, you can still vote in Florida.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
have to be
Radio Network.
Felony in Florida in order to lose your voting rights.
Gotcha. Well, speaking of Merrick Garland, I'm reminded of the aphorism about how evil triumphs when good men
Radio
do nothing.
Network.
And
clearly, for 2 years, Garland sat on his hands while Trump's treasonous dead-enders ran amok. Why? So that he wouldn't appear to be politicizing
the
DOJ,
Radio
which, of
Network.
Course, is the epitome of politicizing the DOJ. So he chose the coward's way out while Trump and his gangsters thumb their nose at our justice system, and they're still at it. And I don't even consider Garland to be a man in any ethical sense. Here's another aphorism. It's been said that the greatest trick Satan ever accomplished was convincing the world he doesn't exist. Actually, Satan went a lot further than that. After that trick, he went ahead and invented the Christian right evangelical movement. And we know from recent revelations about Jenny and Clarence Thomas and Sammy Alito and the GOP treason caucus in Congress and the rest of the pseudo-Christian insurrection maggots in red states across America that we're already in a cold civil war. And America is losing thanks to Fox News. Listening to these lunatics should put us all on notice that they're anything but Christian. They're not even bothering to conceal their intentions for a violent overthrow of America and our institutions, which is all that America actually is. In fact, the only country they're actually loyal to is Israel. I'm not making this up. By the way, June 8th was the 57th anniversary of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty when they killed 37 naval personnel in cold blood and covered it up with a pack of lies and excuses, which is why they've...
And Netanyahu was on the beach when that happened.
Really? Well, that's what they've been doing in Gaza and the West Bank for decades, while U.S. politicians turn a blind eye to it. They own almost every politician in Congress, with few exceptions, maybe like Bernie Sanders, who happens to be a loyal Jewish American. This thing has been spreading like a cancer for years in our body politic. Frankly, I don't hold out much hope for the patient at this point. It's a historic example of the Roman Empire repeating itself as the institutions of this country are destroyed from the inside out while they try to get you to hate Mexicans.
Yeah,
this
good
is
rant,
the Brewers
dude.
Radio
good
Network. Rant.
Brilliant. Thank you. We'll be right back. It's 44 minutes and a half past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, exposing the con in conservative.
This is the Brewers Radio Network. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too.
This is the
but
Brewers
here's the thing,
Radio
you
Network.
Can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to
this
a steady,
Brewers,
chill,
Radio
more
Network.
Relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks.
This is the Brewers
The reason I enjoy
Radio
Just
Network.
Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited
this
time, you can save 20%
Network.
Off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for
this
free.
Is the Brewers
to learn
Radio
more
Network.
About this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
This is the
and
Brewers
here's Heather
Radio
with the
Network.
Weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car.
This is the Brewers
it
Radio
is hot.
Network.
You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a
this
few minutes
Brewers
for their
Radio
body
Network.
Temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Ben, it's nice to see you. You like it here. You're going to stay here. Your kids are young.
Yeah, 6 and 4. Yeah.
Boys or girls?
Boy and a girl.
I sent you a card when you had
Yeah,
Vince.
Yeah. Thank you. He sent me a card when I had Vince. And
Vince.
Said, I think
Vince.
Either your dad or you will be mayor one day in the city. We still have it somewhere, for sure. Yeah.
I love it.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 until 9. On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alma Show.
Jane McNair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She
this
beat us
Brewers
by one
Radio
texter
Network.
Yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm on.
That.
I'm on.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the Brewers
We've all
Radio
felt
Network.
Left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org.
Brewers
Radio
Brought
Network. To you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including
Radio
Spotify,
Network.
Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming
Radio
on
Network.
TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening
Radio
to your
Network.
Podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across
the
Civic
Brewers
Media
Radio
Network.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me
Brewers
Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner.
Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Radio Network.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please
Brewers
support
Radio
them
Network.
When they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep. Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, I can get you an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom,
T-H-O-M,
and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, for an exclusive 30% savings.
This is the Brewers Radio
Network. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. After checkout, by the way, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. 9 minutes before
the
hour,
Brewers,
Tim in Mattawan, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's up?
We're talking about Fred Meyer. That's the guy that started Meyer's.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yeah, it may well be, Tim. I don't recall his first name, but Fred sounds about right. Why?
His grandson lost his election, his re-election
bid
because
Radio
he
Network.
Voted to impeach. This is pretty honorable.
Yeah.
Republican because he did a service in the
military.
Was that
Peter Meyer?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
So he's no longer, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry, we can't talk like that on the air, so I've got to drop you. And apologies to anybody who was offended.
This
Charlie
is the
in
Brewers
Milwaukee.
Radio
hey, Charlie,
Network.
What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, longtime listener from the days when you... I think it was called Breakfast with Bernie?
Brunch with
this
Bernie.
This is the Brewers
yeah,
Radio
now,
Network.
Years.
11 years.
Every
remember
Friday.
That. I'm in Wisconsin. I saw him here at the convention
Brewers
over the
Radio
weekend.
Network.
It was on tribal land, the Potawatomi tribal land. It's also a casino. Mm-hmm. And I got to.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And shake up Mark Porcan's hand, mm-hmm. Congressman from Madison area.
Yeah.
Twice. I saw him on Friday and I saw him on
This is the Brewers
Sunday.
Radio
yeah.
Network.
He's a good guy.
And I'm going to have to run real quick. I got to get out there and canvas.
This
got,
is the Brewers
my
Radio Network.
I got all warmed up on my phone and I got to get some doors and I'm going to be working it.
Good on you, Charlie.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yeah.
So that's it? Okay. Charlie, thank you very much. Rick in Beaverton, Oregon. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
This is the Brewers Radio
Hi,
Network.
I was just calling in real quickly. I've been following you for quite a while on YouTube, and I appreciate your
this
intellect.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
But, I was reading Thomas Paine, Rights of Man, just recently, and it struck me dumb when I was reading
this is the Brewers
quote,
Radio Network.
I believe it was by him. And it was, because a body of men holding themselves accountable to nobody ought not to be trusted by anybody.
This is the Brewers yeah.
And
Radio
it reminded
Network.
Me very quickly of the Supreme Court. And
yeah.
I just thought I'd throw that back at you.
That's,
you know.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And you know,
this is the Brewers
accurate.
Radio Network.
Yeah, absolutely accurate.
Yeah. That's yeah, so the, with everything that's going on, I just thought you might, you folks, you were listening.
Yeah, it's kind of a,
like
it's kind of a variation on power
Radio
corrupts
Network.
And all them and absolute power corrupts absolutely. I think it was Lord Acton back in the 1700s.
Yeah,
but,
with
the
Barry
Brewers
Side,
Radio
just reading Barry Side giving $1.6 billion to Leonard Leo. And,
yeah.
to do what he wants through the Heritage Foundation.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And the Supreme Court. Society, yep. And all of it.
Yeah, it's
pretty disgusting.
It's corrosive, yeah. I'm with you. Rick, thank you. Thank you for the call.
This is the Brewers one. Radio
Mike
Network.
Mike in El Paso, Texas. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hello there. I just wanted to ask you, like, I've heard you talking about...
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
...how much of a risk another, like, Trump re-election would mean for, especially, like, prominent news hosts like you.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I don't see anybody else talking about this. All the left-wing...
Rachel Maddow yesterday said that she is worried that if Trump is elected, she's going to end up in a concentration
camp. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I've said the same thing.
Okay, yeah, because... I think you have pretty good sense because all these people caught the J6 by surprise. Like, you caught them by surprise, but I heard you talking about him trying to coup, like, probably like a year and a half before it happened. So,
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Cheney is just, like, real naive and, like.
Well, I think she's figured out what's going on. It's just that she's still a Republican. She still wants to privatize Social Security.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
All that kind of stuff. But Mike, I got to move on, but thank you for the call. Mike in Auburndale, Florida. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm voting in Florida. I believe the law is if you are convicted of a felony in another state for which you
this
would
is
lose
the, Brewers
the right
Radio
to
Network.
Vote if convicted in Florida, then you lose the right to vote in Florida. However, the two words that get in the way of all that are
this is
Ron
the Brewers
Stanford.
Radio Network.
Right. I think you're Ron wrong, Mike. I think that if you're convicted of a felony in another state, you can still vote in Florida. At least that's what I read in the New York Times, I think,
Radio
right
Network.
After Trump was convicted. There was some commentator talking about that. I mean, I may be wrong.
I believe, because I've seen the stories here in Florida.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
The felony in the other state, if that were a felony, if convicted in Florida, would
this is the Brewers
right
Radio Network.
But Ron DeSantis and the corrupt Florida legislature will twist themselves and the law into whatever pretzel necessary.
Well, they'll just pass
a
new law.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yeah, they'll just pass a new law. And, you know, which is something
they'll do whatever they have, whatever they want to do.
Good point, Mike. Yeah. Mike, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your.
This is the Brewers Radio
Network. Have a great afternoon today. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Here's what Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about his dog Larry and Nature's Blend. I would not have believed the change in Larry's behavior just by changing his food, but seeing is believing. Larry is 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5. You know, I also love feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy because it has an optimal amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for them to thaw and then store them in the fridge, which expires pretty quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Kim and Gail Knorr will update us on their cottage court community for veterans.
And Drew and Andy Bastin join us for the Moving with the Melcor segment. They'll focus on home inspections.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and
Get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit Grand Slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support,
WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden Tuesday touted the work his